Steve and Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Steve and Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sizzling Scottsdale, Arizona.
That's for sure.
Yep.
Today, Jill and I talk about, well, it's Jack Thursday, and I talk about should agricultural land be included in your mailer? Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free. Or if you're already a Land Academy member, join us on Discord.
My name is Michelle. I live in Missouri, and I am new to land investing. I have done some investing, but still consider myself new to the world of real estate. I have one rental property, and I just bought a property I'm doing some cosmetic fixes on for a nightly rental. I have been interested in land investing and purchasing for a long time, and I'm excited to learn the process and add it to my portfolio. I'm planning on concentrating on land and note investing extensively going forward at this time. I look forward to learning from you all and will hopefully be able to contribute to others in the future. Blessings.
I put this in here because this is very frequent. And welcome, Michelle. But we there's lots of people that are joining us that have somewhat of an existing real estate investing background. In her case, she's got a couple of rentals, and she's seen the light. If you've seen the light in real, here's my point. If you've seen the light, I sound like a cult leader.
That's just a little weird, by the way.
Let me try it the other way. If you love the idea of making a lot of money, but you haven't seen the light in real estate, and they just kind of an afterthought, this is not for you.
In real estate in general or our kind?
If you've seen the light in real estate,
okay,
and maybe you have a rental, maybe you did a few houses and you know that's not for you.
Right.
Or inherited some land and sold it and made some money and it is now in your soul and won't go away. Land Academy is for you.
Right.
This is not, if you don't have, that hasn't happened to you, or let's say you're a data person, and you want to capitalize on your understanding of data, and real estate is kind of the thing that you think might be able to do that. This is for you.
You know, my favorite is the people that come to us and they're like, "Oh, that's boring," and they go off and do something else. And they're like, "No, I think I'd like boring." You know what I mean? They're like,
"Yeah," and they come back.
How'd that renovation go? Oh my goodness. They're like, I could do with a lot less excitement. Yeah, I bet it was exciting when you opened the walls and found that, wasn't it? They're like, I am not set up for that.
Michelle, welcome to the group. Yeah. You are a perfect candidate to take this all the way to the end.
Yeah.
Today's topic, should agricultural land be included in your mailer? This is the meat of the show. Here's the deal with agricultural property. Agricultural property is quite possibly the best zoned or used code that you can get in nearly every environment.
Why?
Because the taxes are, there's huge incentives and have been. This whole country was built on agriculture. When the federal government came in and subdivided it all into 1 mile squares, a section, 640 acres, and started giving it away in some cases or selling it incredibly inexpensively so that people could homestead it and make a life for themselves in the 1700s and 1800s. It was all farming or cattle-based. And so the taxes, there's huge tax incentives all the way back to the homestead times. And now it's evolved where the freest type of zoning or changes make come from agricultural land. Like you can't take a residential piece of property and make it commercial in almost any case, unless you're in certain areas that are really developing, like Phoenix is one of them, and Austin, Texas is one of them. But try to do it in LA County, forget it. Los Angeles, agricultural property so those are huge, I don't want to make light of this. Those are huge benefits. The taxes are cheap,
right?
And how you're going to use the property or whoever's going to buy it from you, he has a huge array of options about how to use it. For example, in a lot of places, it's really easy to put a mobile home on a piece of agricultural property without changing any zoning. And in a lot of cases, without going through all the permit process, in many, many cases. If it's zoned residential, there's all kinds of restrictions to put a mobile home on it. Mm-hmm. So, they're all different. every county is different, and some, if it's incorporated in a city, it's different. So, but it's not hard to find out. It's either on the internet or talking to planning and zoning. Here's my conversation most of the time with the planning and zoning. Hey, I'd like to put a mobile home out there. It's APN this, and it's zoned agriculture. Oh my gosh, yes. Have a nice day.
Versus follow up question when you
versus. I'd really like to, here's the APN. I'd really like to put a mobile home out there and it's zoned residential. Oh, okay. Here's what you got to do. And then a year later, nothing's done.
Is now the right time?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I have a lot to say, but go ahead.
Why?
Because it's Jack Thursday.
Oh, that's
it's not
true.
Jill Friday.
Humor me here. Just a second. I do have a valid question. Please explain why certain ag land is so flippin' expensive, and I think it has to do with what's being farmed on it,
right?
Or so, the soil, or the
that's all correct.
Condition.
All of that's absolutely correct. All right. That was my next point. So there's two types of agricultural land out there, whether you're in Kansas, Arizona, California, or Oregon. There's property that's being farmed, or it's being used for livestock. And then there's property that is zoned agriculture, but nothing's ever happened on it. It's just, it's heavily treed or wooded or whatever. The property that's being farmed gets priced as a commodity. And the vast majority of the farmland in the country that's being farmed is owned by not the farmer. They don't own the land. Some company owns it, or people like Jill and I own agricultural land. And a farmer pays us a lease every year to use it. Great arrangement. Taxes are cheap, great for the farmer if the farmer's any good, and it's great for us. And everybody gets good tax advantages for that. We do, and the farm does. So consequently, because of all that, and because the federal government has a vested interest in keeping everybody fed.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully.
Land is priced when it's being farmed as a commodity. And so I've said this before on the show, and I'll say it again. If you go into any farm town anywhere in the morning, usually in the morning, real early in the morning, there's a bunch of people in overalls drinking coffee talking about what happened to the price of their land that last week. And so the market kind of sets it, which is great for us because we know what the property's worth. So they'll sit around and say, yeah, it's up to $3,500 an acre now, or in a lot of cases, like in California, it's way much, much higher than that. But if you can buy agricultural property for less than that, you have a commodity priced already for you. Mm-hmm. So should you ever exclude agricultural property from your mailer? Hell no. Absolutely. And even if you're not, you don't need to specifically price it. Just price it like everything else, and something may come out of it. It's very hard to buy agricultural property. I'll be real straight with you, the way that we do this.
It's true. So for me, the takeaway is obviously leave it in there. I don't have to price it special. But when it comes back to me and the guy says, hey, this is being farmed, I go, oh, I didn't know that.
Tell me what we're doing.
Tell me what's going on and how much are you asking, kind of thing. And my light bulb goes off that, okay, my $1,255 an acre is not going to apply probably in this situation, but I'm ready for what he has to say.
Right.
Done. Happy you could join us today. 5 days a week, you can find us right here on the Land Academy Show.
Tomorrow is Jill Friday, and the show is called Why My Heartfelt Land Business Model Has Worked for Decades.
It's actually our business model.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. Jill's a little more heartfelt than me.
Oh, that's why you've called it that. Like, it's really ours. So... One of us may have our patience.
Yeah, absolutely true.
Yeah, I get it. Need to send out a few thousand offers to property owners like us? Check out offers2owners.com. It's offers2owners.com. No setup fees, free mail merge, exceptional service, and now included concierge pricing. It's amazing. Give Offers to Owners a call today.
We're Steve and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.